What he said wasn't very positive at the time, but then he kind of came back later and said, look, you know, it might be a national thing. However, in Europe, we are looking at the regulations themselves, and he understands that the regulations are very weak as they stand at the moment, and they need to be made stronger. So the chairperson is looking for a written statement that they're going to be making this stronger and how they're going to be making it stronger. The chairperson also referred the open petitions to two committees. She's referring to the ITRE committee, which is a technical committee. So they'll be looking at the geology and the makeup of the blocks and the issue at hand. It's also been referred to the IMCP, which is to do with the marketing of consumer products. That was the one that we wanted to get to because the products, as we all know, were not fit for standard. They do carry a CE mark. And so Europe, at some level, have an interest in this. There's going to be a letter sent to the Irish government to asking them to explain not only how this happened, but how it's continuing. And they're looking for a report back on this. After those decisions, what we're hoping for is that this information is going to come back to the Petty Committee. It should be forwarded on to the EU Commission themselves. And if the petitions are accepted at the EU Commission level, well, then they'll be sending a fact-finding mission to the island of Ireland to follow this through and see exactly who's at fault.